already.
Okay, that's up to you. Now, last week we started talking about salvation. This teaching series on salvation, or a number of things I'm going to be teaching. I'll be talking about the Holy Spirit. I'll be talking about salvation. I'll be talking about the topics are all over my head. Let me see. A lot of things we'll be talking about. All of these teachings, we're going to try and do some of them throughout these few weeks into June. And on the 4th of June, we will transition to a morning service, because we've noticed that the evening service is not helping some people. So we'll transition to morning meetings. And some of the topics that you'll be seeing, you'll be talking about water baptism. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We talk about prayer. We talk about renewing the mind. We will talk about resources of the inner life. Resources of the inner life. We will talk about how to be led by God. We will talk about the Bible. One of the things that I'm going to teach you is about the Bible. How do you study the Bible? For some of us, it's a closed book. How do you study it? So, last week, we started talking about salvation. We set out with these objectives. We said, understanding the salvation experience, we want to understand what happens when one is saved. We want to understand what happens when one accepts Jesus Christ into his heart and as his Lord and personal Savior. What exactly happens to the person? We said also that we want to appreciate why there is the need for salvation. Is there any need for salvation? Because somebody, if you go out there and you said you are born again, but somebody asks you, why should you be born again? Mary, you have tormented him enough. It's okay. Go and sit here. Sit here. Sit here. He will be jumping all over the place when you try to calm him down. Have you noticed children? If you want children to sleep right now, you get them into the car and drive around. They all sleep. That's a man. Oh, David, am I lying? Oh, you're disturbing. You get everybody into the car. You just start driving. Drive, let the condition, they will sleep. It's a medicine. I bet I've taught you. I've taught you. So that you don't have challenges tomorrow. You'll be jumping around, kicking and dancing until when you say, calm down, time to calm down. So we said, we wanted to understand what is salvation. So last week we did speak about a number of things. I want a microphone around. I bet that microphone should. I want a microphone around. I want some feedbacks real quick in 5 minutes. This teaching, I should have done it like in 2 hours without any interruption. But I've broken it into 3 parts. So today is going to be another short one so we can pray well. So where's the microphone, Abeta? Where's the microphone? Get it. You'll be my microphone runner. Okay, Elikem, you hold the microphone. Let Abeta sit. So give it to Elikem. So you sit there. Sit there. When I show you, then you go. So we want some feedback. What did you learn last week? For those of us who sat in the meeting, some of us are not here today. What did you learn last week as we talked about understanding the salvation experience? I want at least everybody should give me one feedback. This teacher is going to be a different teacher in the days coming. What did you learn? I told you to make notes. And I even helped by posting the recording. I went further by adding other teachings to it. So you can speak from anything, either from the recording that was done last week or from the new birth. The new birth. What did you learn? Please, quickly, let's do this. Quickly, let's do this. What did you learn? I heard charity. I heard somebody mention charity. Precious, what did you learn? Take the microphone to Precious for me. Quickly. I will put pressure on everybody. I will force the ground. The ground must produce. This ground. No, this year, something has happened to us. No, give the microphone to her. Quickly. Take the microphone. You take it. Whether you are going to, whether you sing, whether you worship, whatever you do, I'm okay. I'm fine. Look, I was telling a friend yesterday. I said something. Elikem, now you can sit. When she's done, she'll give it to you. I said to him, I said, something drastic must happen in our lives this year. If it doesn't happen, look, there are certain inheritances you will not walk in, certain experiences you will not walk in. So tell me, what did you learn last week? What did you hear? Not even what you learned. What did you hear? You heard something. We have just 5 minutes. I'm trying to manage my time. I needed 1 hour for prayer. By now we should have been praying. What did you learn? Or you want to think about it? Okay, I'll come back to you. So who wants to help me? You are not even in the service, but you can speak to Auma. I can't see you well. I need to feel you. I need to feel you. Okay. Who is taking the microphone? Charity is shaking her head. Go for the microphone. Go quickly. Yes, whatever you know on salvation, you can share. You are not in the service, so I'm fine, okay? So who is going? You want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so she wants to say something about salvation. Oh, put your hands together for her. You think? Ah, you can't clap your hands for her. You don't know. You have seen a river of crocodiles, and they say, who will cross the river? And somebody jump into the river. You not clap for the person. All right.
Salvation has to do with the process of being saved from hell, or restoring, restoration.
Put your hands together. She's done well. It's the process where you are being saved from hell and being restored. She used the word restoration. I want you to keep that word with you. We will come back to it someday. Who else is going? Who else? Salvation. Okay. Oh, I thought you were taking the microphone to say something. Reggie, you want to say something? Yes. As for Reggie, I love you now.
Salvation is to, like, you are being delivered from the darkness into the light.
We are being delivered from darkness into light. That is salvation. It's good. No answer is wrong. So, Precious, you are not ready, isn't it? You are looking at Charity. Who else? Let's have one more feedback. One more feedback, quickly. Please, I want you to be active. Imagine you are arguing with somebody, or somebody is trying to argue with you about your own salvation, discrediting your own salvation. Goliath came and stood before David and said, who is this little dog? And this guy is purchased. He's been anointed by God and he's called little dog. How would you feel? Salvation. All right. Elikem, turn it off. Let me just proceed. So last week, we looked at a number of things. I'm not going to run through all of them. We said salvation means that we are brought from the place of death as a result of sin to a place of life. We are rescued from the grave. We are rescued from hell. We are a rescue from death. So that if I am born again, we quoted a scripture and said we have transitioned from the kingdom of darkness into what? Please, I want you to pay rapt attention to me, because I'm going to speak to certain things that are the root of some of the problems we have. How can I be born again and I still have my great grandfather's grave holding onto my back? The curses of when holding onto me and still manifesting. In many ways, we have not understood our salvation, the born-again experience, what we have come into. When you became born again, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, your body necessarily did not change physically. Your house, address, location did not change. There were no extra money deposited into your bank account. But in the bank account of your spirit, there has been a transition, movement from the realm of death into the realm of life. From the realm of hell, somebody who is down the road rushing to go into the pit of hell has been turned around and has been redirected to the place of life. So the Bible says we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Kingdoms. Now, every kingdom, I didn't say this last week, but let me just drop this. Every kingdom has a king. That is why it's called kingdom. It is a king's domain. You have come under a new law. You have come under a new existence. You have come under a new influence. Therefore, there's a scripture, and we come to that scripture once more at the right time. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, be in Christ. If any man has been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, he is a brand new species. It says that, behold, the old things have done what? Pass away. And everything meaning what? Everything, including the connection and the linkage to my father's DNA, everything has become new. Therefore, ancestral curse, for example, can no longer work on me. Let's understand our salvation. Please, I'm going after something. Therefore, whatever defeated my father should not have a right and a hold on me. That thing is having a right and a hold on me simply because I don't understand my present condition. I don't know what has happened to me. So the enemy loves it when I am in darkness of the experience I've had in God. When that experience continues to be a mystery to me, an illusion to me, and I am not able to cash in on the fullness of that salvation, I am still locked up. Can I give you an experience of salvation? An example of it. One day, there was a gentleman in prison called Peter. Peter was fast asleep. Chapter 12 of Acts, the church prayed. We are looking at a picture in the Bible of salvation. The church did what? Prayed. And an angel showed up in the prison house where Peter was. He was in stocks. He was all locked up. And the angel tapped him and Peter woke up. But the man never knew that his freedom has arrived. He's still thinking it's a vision happening to him. He's still thinking this born-again experience I had, it's just going to be a change one day when I get out of this world. He doesn't understand the power of eternity in his present condition. The angel brought him out, and he went down to the road before he came down to himself and realized, no. It is real. It is happening to me. So many of us have become prisoners in our thoughts. There's a book, Prisoners in a Thought Cell. We don't know who we are. I preach in a church and the pastor told me, he said his members are asking, where did he find me from? How did he get me? And he said every preacher that came to the meeting will pick a scripture, will teach and then link it to a demon and money. He said, but you, your thing is just raw and hot and heavy and it's plain. For 3 nights that I visited the ministry to preach, every night we miss our road. Every night, I'm surprised, every night we miss our road. The last particular night, the church was in the middle and we were driving around. Bernard and I, we drove around the church for about 1 hour. 1 hour, 30 minutes. By the time we got to the service, it was 10 p.m. Oh, I was so sad, but the people stayed. I ministered to 12:30 a.m. The Saturday, I was talking to the pastor, and I told him, I said, on Sunday, tell your people, apologize on my behalf profusely. And the pastor said something. He said, when I mentioned your name, and I said, Prophet Mark says that he is sorry for everything, he said, everybody in the church got up and started clapping their hands. They were just clapping their hands. And I said, but why were they clapping their hands? What really happened? He said, what you came teaching is great deliverance to them. So many of us are born again, but we have been taught out of ourselves. We don't understand a born again experience. Do you understand that you are under a new management? Do you understand that you belong to Agbeko family, but you moved from Agbeko family and came to Jesus' family? Wait a minute. Do you understand? I'm going to go into something. Do you understand that when you became born again, just like you were born into this life and you have certain DNA issues, When, how did they kill Osama Bin Laden? How did they identify that it's Osama Bin Laden truly and they killed? After they had done their security tracking, and they found the man and they shot him. They took him and they took him down to sea, the deep seas. And then they took a sample of his DNA quickly. They had the sister's DNA, who I think the sister lives in America somewhere. The brother also lives somewhere in Europe. They took the sample of the DNA and checked it quickly and realized this is Osama Bin Laden, and they dipped him. And they buried him at sea. They did funeral for him. And they buried him. Now, do you realize that there is something called DNA? The DNA is the through you. Life is designed scientifically that nothing, no medicine should have access into your DNA. Immediately your DNA is penetrated, you have diseases and sicknesses, our problems. Now, the design of life is that you are structured, it's a collection of cells, you are structured by DNA. When you were translated into the kingdom of his dear son, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a brand new DNA. The old DNA is gone. So you can stand far away from your father's kidney problems. Are you understanding me? I don't want to teach, I didn't want to teach salvation to go this way, but because it's going to take some time to explain these things, but there is a need that you open your spirit and understand where we are heading or what has happened to you. The word salvation is not a word, it's a sentence. And I come to that next Sunday. By God's grace, I come to that next Sunday. You did not get born again to still remain in the chains that you were in. Then why are you born again? What's the essence? Why are you born again? What's the essence? I got born again. The thing that fought my father, I'm still bound in that thing. No. I can confess today that I have no connection to my father. As far as Christ, what Christ have done. Did you realize on the cross, he sealed it off and he said, it is. And what does it is finished mean? Do you know what it means? He said, Father, I came into this world on a purpose. Chapter 10 of Hebrews. He says, I have lived all your purpose out. I carried everything through. I finished it exactly. I have brought Mark's life. I have brought Cynthia's life. I have brought Derek's life. I brought Albert's life. I brought Ahuman's life. I brought him through all of this and brought him to the exact position of what your purpose is supposed to be. And I have declared the end from the beginning. It is finished. How his life will be, how her life will be, what arrangements he will go through, she will go through, that thing is sealed off completely. So when that sickness and disease comes, you know that that thing is not a part of me. It's not a part of the negotiation. When that heart attack rises, it is an attack from the enemy seeking to defile your salvation, to say that you are not truly under the new government of Christ. When you come under the government of Christ, then we talk about the lordship. So today in the body of Christ, we have everybody calling Lord, 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 but not really Lord to them. Today in the body of Christ, all over the place, everybody say Jesus, Jesus. Some know him as Jesus, the one that saved them. Some know him as the healer. That is all they are looking for. If you go places, that's what they are looking for. Just heal me and let me go my way. Just heal me. Just give me some healing. Just give me some miracle. But until we come to know him as the living Lord Jesus Christ, Lord over me, he is my Lord. That is why the song when we were singing, what was the song? You are Lord of, I've forgotten the song. You reign as Lord of all. You reign as Lord of what? Of all. So if you understand scripture and certain songs are raised, you realize that your worship is different. You reign as Lord over all, over my father's DNA. You reign as Lord. You reign as Lord over all the economic you reign as Lord in the problems in my office. You reign as Lord over the frustration. You reign as Lord. He is Lord. I am under a new government. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom. Precious, you need to hurry up. If not, I'll use a cane on you. You need to sit down. You need to listen. You need to make notes. You need to give me feedbacks. One day, Jesus got angry. They brought somebody. Cast demon out of the person. You see Peter, that comedies we've done in Christianity. The demon didn't go. I'm sure James, I am the brother of Jesus now. This guy, I slept on the same bed with him. I know how he got his power. Let come out in Jesus. The demon didn't go. He said, where? Inele, Papa, ejuma no eyegbe yele juma. This work is full of horror. When Jesus came, you know what the answer is? He said, how long should I put up with you? how long should I be putting up with this attitude? Meaning, there have been other instances of casting out of demons and they didn't do it. Healing, they didn't do it. So this time, he went public. How long should I put up with you? How long should I continue this way with you? For about close to 3.5 years you've been with me. This one you can't. So they cornered him. So how do you do it? He said, this one is by fasting and prayer. So when you see me fasting, you are eating. It's Peter, they asked, can we get some food for him? When they went getting food, by the time they came, the man was cooking fish. They don't know where he got the fire from. They don't know where he got the pot from. They don't know how he caught the fish. And he was prepared. They will look at this guy and say, this guy is just straight. Is he not the same person who sent us to go and get fish? We came and he's preparing food already. Who helped him? They didn't understand the ways of God in so many ways. Foundations are important. So when you spend time with a thing, you become the thing. When you are born again, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom. Do you understand that law? Begin to apply it. You move from one company to work for a different company. Can your former company's laws continue to hold you in the present company? No, answer me. Can your boss say that she is my employee and I am the one who trained him for the past 12 years and you have come to take... What are you talking about, boss? The contract we signed ended. There is something called an agreement. It ended. When we became born again and entered into salvation, the contract that the enemy had with my great-grandfather, it ended. That agreement ended. I may be struggling with certain habits and everything, but truly, it is finished. The contract ended. I must begin to live out of the realm of the new establishment and enforce the new agreement and tell him I'm under a new law, a new management, a new constitution, a new experience, a new language, a new thought. That is why when we come, we begin to teach to think differently. And not think like how my father taught. Several years ago, maybe your great-grandfather was talking to a stone while somebody was getting born again. When you came into Christ, you have no connection with that stone anymore. You have a new DNA. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I am in Christ Jesus. I am the redeemer of the Lord. I have a brand new DNA. I have the resurrection and life in me. I am the born again of the Lord. I have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. You are not under the old law. Let nobody deceive you. Ancestral curses, ancestral this, you have been disconnected long ago. 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday you got born again. You have been disconnected. A brand new foundation is laid instantaneously. Let's go into this. I'm going to, in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to rush through something. The born again experience. John chapter 3, the verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hey, if a prophet tells you, before you really enter into this prophetic experience, I need to do some direction for you. I need to mix some soap for you so that you bath. and then you need to buy me one olonka of sugar and rice and this and milk. What do you think the prophet is doing today? That's what the soap you'll be giving. But the sugar and the rice and the Milo. Somebody says, I'm going to fast for you. You need to buy Milo, two tins of Milo. I'm going to fast. But two tins of Milo, how do you fast with it? You need to buy sugar. You need to buy milk. Listen to the scripture. Listen to John chapter 3, the verse 3. It says, most assuredly, unless it's like what? If it doesn't happen, then nothing, the experience and the benefit that follows will not do what? Happen. So now, have you experienced the unless of being born again? Have you? Have you? No, give me your feedback. Have you? If you have not, we will help you get born again. But if you are born again, the Bible says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let me put it this way. Seeing the kingdom of God is elementary to this baby being born. When a baby is born, the baby must have sight. It is one of the purest thing that happens. When you were born, you were not born blind. If you were born blind, then there is a defect. What we do? We have to get a doctor to fix it. When every child is born, that child is born with sight. And I'm talking about the born again experience. Therefore, seeing the kingdom of God should be easy. The revelation of the kingdom, born again experience, is not given for just one miracle and signs and wonders, but elementary to the born again experience is seeing the entire kingdom of God, not some part of the kingdom of God. Who deceived us? Now, when I became born again, I should only experience some small part of the kingdom. And then after 1 year, so they took us to Sunday school class, or not Sunday school class, like joining church class. The joining of church class, they now teach us that in our church we have 7 laws. Convert class. And when you come to the church, you have to walk like this. When born again says that walk majestic, normal like yourself, and they said you have to walk like this. So now, in the next 6 weeks, you have started walking like this. You have missed it. That is what has happened to us. Look into the Bible. When people became born again, how did they treat them? What have we done to ourselves? We've been taught out of ourselves. So we are not taught the experience and the power that flows through the born again experience, but we are taught church doctrine. We are taught society doctrine. We are taught society experiences. And as a result, the born again believer that is supposed to be an agent of God in the earth have lost it. Until something happens out of the ordinary, and that woman or that guy gets hit by the power of God. Now he comes into revelation. He says, oh, this is the true me. So what have we done? How do we see your prophets? Demigods. They are demigods. Hey, this one, you don't talk about them. They are like, don't touch me. Some fetish priests in the forest. When you talk to them, fire will come from the bush. You don't play with Elisha. If you say Elisha, bald-headed, Ahuma, bald-headed, you say, hey, you call me bald-headed, fire consume you right now. So we have our prophet cursing, so we are afraid. The example is wrong. When you and I, do you know the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that heals the headache? Do you know the same power? Please hear me. Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it said the same power he wrought in Jesus Christ when he brought him out of the grave, the same power he made available towards you is called the working of his mighty power. We are born again, but we don't know. So we are waiting until one day the power comes. Do you know you can raise the dead? Do you know you? Do you know the thing that raised the dead is in you? Do you know the thing that raised Jesus from the grave is in you? Do you know the thing that created the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Holy Spirit by which he crafted man? When man was all dead like a stone, like this wall, he brought him alive. Do you know the same power is available to you? The day you say, Father, today I declare you Jesus as my kid. I receive you. I am born again. The devil says, no way. She must not see that revelation. He must not understand that experience. If he does, we are finished. when you become born again, one of the foremost things that must happen to you, your eyes, put your hands on your eyes and begin to pray. Pray that, Lord, give me the spirit of revelation. Your eyes must be open. You must begin to see. You must see the kingdom, understand the kingdom. Today, when kingdom is taught about, people are confused. They say, what is that message of the kingdom? But it has been the kingdom from the beginning, and it will be the kingdom forever. There is nothing about God that is Pentecostal, that is charismatic. God is the God of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is the benevolent home of man. Your home is a kingdom. Your home is not Pentecostal. Your home is not charismatic. Your home is not some power. Your home is the kingdom of God. Unless one must be born again, he cannot see the. Pray, pray, pray. Tell the Lord, open my eyes to see the kingdom. Let me see the kingdom. Let me understand the kingdom. Let me understand Christ as King over my life. Give me revelation. Hey, you are Lord. You reign as Lord over all. Let that reigning of Lord, King, King and his domain. Now in the kingdom, there is a king, there is a domain. There are a people of the king. And the people of the king are the subjects of the king. There is something called master owner. You can declare, I belong to Jesus. I do not belong to my family's DNA. Speak over yourself. I need eyes to see the kingdom. Kadubi haya. Repesuki tahakatos. Eyes, every blindness go. Every lack of understanding in my mind. Every cloud in my thoughts go. Father, give me eyes to see my state in you. If any man is born again, he sees the kingdom. Oh, friends, because of time, let me get into this. That is just one scripture I'm just touching on. Therefore, catch this revelation. Seeing the kingdom is elementary to born again experience. Now, when I'm teaching on prophetic activation, this is one of the powerful scriptures. Protocols to the supernatural. Elementary to the born again experience is seeing, sight, spiritual sight. Now I can hear, I can feel, I can see. When you are born again, that seeing is elementary. So you remember the guy was in our ministry, and somebody told us, so we are called into ministry, you are not called. He had a fiancé. The fiancé doesn't have a mobile phone. You can't talk to your fiancé. Before your fiancé talks to you, she has to go to somebody's house. Before you talk to your fiancé, you got a brand new phone. Your old phone, instead of giving it to your fiancé, somebody said, we are called, you are not called. We are doing the work of God, you are not doing the work of God. Give the phone to her. They took the phone and the relationship broke. Because you are talking to your fiancé through somebody's. My senior brother, let me tell you a funny story. Let me tell you a funny story. My senior brother didn't have a house of his own, a room of his own, and he was dating. And he made a mistake and a girlfriend visited. And when a girlfriend visited, you don't have a place to sleep. You allow your girlfriend to go and be in your friend's house. Not long, they married. They married. Your friend married your fiancé. I saw it. I saw it happening. And I was wondering, I said, Charles, what is my brother doing? Every morning you go and greet your girlfriend in your friend's house. In the night, all has happened. Agreement is all sealed, signed, and done. We are married in the next few months. She is pregnant. We are married. Finish. You're on your own. You brought me a girlfriend. I have. Finish. Good. How did I get there? What are we talking about? Seeing is elementary to the kingdom. Seeing is elementary to the born-again experience. Let nobody deceive you that we are prophets, you are not prophet. Yes, there is a calling called prophet. But you must be able to have that little vision about yourself to see. Now, that word see, there's no time. You see, it's holding me because I want to teach salvation. But that word see also speaks to understanding. So it's not just about seeing. Okay, I've seen the vision, cutlass in front of me. I have seen the kingdom. I open scriptures. Now, from today, when you open the Bible must open up to you. From today, when you open the scriptures, it must open up to you. It must not be like a sea of glass. You are looking and you are searching, where is God? When you read, you cannot read Genesis chapter 1 and say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Lord God, did you see that? And the Lord, I am under a new regime. The Lord God, my master God said, okay, if my master God said, I must behave. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he says that it is enough that a servant behaves like his master. So if my master is behaving, because the word Lord is master. Some of us, we don't know what governor is. We don't know landlord. Because some of us, we have bought our own house very early. So we don't know what, if you know what landlord means, landlord can approach you, landlord can make you stay. So if he's my landlord, owner, everything, the Bible says in Psalm 24, the verse 1, it says the earth is the Lord and all the fullness, including the hippopotamus, human beings, everything in it, including me. When I come under his kingdom, I belong to him. Henceforth, when the Bible says, when I'm reading scripture, the Bible says, and the Lord God, or God said, let there be. Who is God? God is my master. So I can also say, let there be. I can behave like him. I can act like him. It begins to shape your revelation and change the way you understand scripture entirely. You see why we miss it? The salvation experience is not just something else. If I want to teach on a salvation experience and I lay hold of a scripture like Hebrews chapter 2, the verse 4, it will explode. It will explode with you. And the Lord permit us, maybe I'll do that as part 4. It will explode with you. It will equip you to become a tool, a powerful tool in the hand of God. You see why our churches are pastor dependent. You see why our churches are apostle dependent. You see why our churches have become prophet dependent. You see why the believer is not treated and raised self-sufficient. When you look through scripture and you see how Jesus trained men, what did Jesus do to Peter? Peter became self-sufficient. One moment said, go, you people should go. Then they came back, they made some mistakes. Maybe Mary and Abeta went to town. They went preaching. Then they saw some man also preaching. Hey, my friend, stop preaching. You are not following the Jesus we are following. When they came and said, Jesus, we saw some man. He was even healing people and casting out demons. We stopped him from preaching the kingdom. He said, oh, no, you don't do that. They made mistakes. Mark made mistakes. Charity made mistakes. Endless made mistakes. Bernard continued made mistakes. They made mistakes upon mistakes upon mistakes upon mistakes. And then what happened? They are now maturing. Don't allow yourself to be taught out of your experience. Do you understand this? I'm a bit on fire this evening, but I didn't intend to be. I want to be very calm, very respected, and all. When you become born again, transformation has happened. You have been transferred. We talked about that. And what happens under salvation? There's something we call instantaneous salvation. Please listen. Instantaneous. This is where people miss instantaneous salvation. When I became born again, I experienced instant salvation. My sins have been forgiven. Jesus has accepted me. I am a brand new man. But there is something called progressive salvation. Note that. You can recite that. Progressive salvation. What does it mean? Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians, who can locate, Abel, can you locate that scripture for me? Philippians, he said that as you have obeyed in my presence, continue to obey in my absence. He says, therefore, let everyone work on his salvation with fear and trembling. It is when I become born again. Now, I am going to now learn in this physical realm to adjust my ways, my physical will to the will of the Spirit, and I disassociate myself from the old system that I belong to. You know, the old system that you came from, it says that, okay, drinking is encouraged. You just drink and quaff and be booze and lie in gutter. They say the man of God, he's drunk and he's lying in gutter. Man of God drunk in gutter. What a narrative. Because the kingdom you are coming from said that word. Drinking is okay. The kingdom says that, okay, you can keep two men, it's fine. The kingdom says you can steal. The kingdom says you can lie. Do you know the first sin? The sin, when we talk about sin, the foremost sin that God is against is not even alcoholism, womanizing, boyfriendism. Which one?
Lying.
First, lie. Bible says he is the father of all liars. When they say somebody is the father of all lies, then he gave birth to lies himself. He came and said, Eve, do you know it's lies? That was the beginning. The first sin that happened was lies. Lying. So the kingdom says that it's okay because my father, my DNA. Now do you understand the DNA issue? My DNA says that it's okay to lie. So my progressive salvation says, okay, today I lied. Then the Holy Spirit come and bites me. He bites me on the inside. I feel bad. I feel broken. I feel like everything lost. I'm struggling. Father, forgive me. 1 John chapter 1, the verse 8, 9, 10. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and blah, 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 blah. So I confess and then I'm happy. He's restored me. Then I'm beginning to walk with him. Then I'm now getting conscious. Then the next time again, I lied again. Then I'm coming conscious, confessing. Then I lied again. Then the next moment, when the moment arrived for lying, I realized I'm a bit now wild awake. And between my mind and my lips is like lie, 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 lie. But you are getting control. Are you seeing the progressive? So you are now redeeming your ways by the Spirit, your habits by the Spirit, your thinking pattern and thinking thoughts by the ways of the Spirit. Progressive salvation. There's no time to go too much into that. But you need to understand that when you become born again, you must continue to correct your ways. Not in your power, but as the mercies of God are released, you are accepted and drawn closer, and there is grace that is given to you. What is the scripture? You found it in Philippians what? 2:12. Read it.
Dear friends, you always followed my instructions.
You have always followed my doctrine, my teaching.
When I was with you.
When I was physically with you.
Now that I'm far away, it is even more important. Work hard,
charity.
To show the result of your salvation. Obeying God. With deep reverence. And fear.
He has taught us even how progressive salvation happens. Deep reverence and fear. Let me touch on another thing real quick. When I become born again, what happened to me? Instantaneous salvation, my spirit man is changed, progressive salvation is happening, and there's something we call final salvation. Everybody says final salvation. So salvation is not just to it's not just to get a soul saved. Listen carefully. Now we are moving into higher grounds in our definition of salvation. It is not just to get a soul saved, but to start that soul on the way to the fullness of Christ. Take note of that. Salvation is not about just getting a soul saved, but you start off that soul on a brand new foundation, on a brand new DNA, so that that person can enter into the fullness of Christ. Today, I'm going to end on this. Let me see where I am. This, we can never finish this in one meeting because we want to teach it for understanding. So the need for salvation is this. Look at it. Man is created and made in the image of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you. That word sanctify, we may have to return to. Sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So do you realize that salvation is not just that experience you have in one soul being saved, but that soul is set on the path towards the fullness of God, your whole spirit, your soul, and your body being preserved until final salvation, until the coming of Christ. So when you look at man, When you look at man, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 28, we have talked about this before. If any of us have lost it, you need to return to the teaching we did before. When we're doing the teaching on I've forgotten the title. Who can help me? Abed, do you recall the title? The last teaching I did before all the katakata has happened and we are now finding ourselves. We did a teaching on four questions that everyone must answer. And we only talked about one. The remaining three, they are in the bank until Alberta will start teaching the last one. And then Charity will start teaching the second one. Then Mary will take the third one. We talk about who is man? Who are you? Do you remember that teaching? You see how precious you are. Now, you are created in the image of God. You know God is spirit, but God is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in expression. And so, the same way, man is also spirit, soul, and body. Man is also spirit, soul, and body. Now, the reason why salvation has become very necessary is that when the corruption happened in Genesis chapter 3, how many of us remember the corruption in Genesis chapter 3? When Satan came to Eve, interacted with Eve, and then Adam, and then the fall happened. When Adam fell, listen to me. When Adam fell, it is only Adam that fell, but entire creation fell with Adam. Therefore, when I become born again, what do you think the redemption looks like? That thing is explosive. When Adam fell, the whole world collapsed. The galaxies collapsed. Sickness, disease cascaded in. When I become born again, do you know I can become one of the most powerful medical doctors, healing certain sicknesses that the devil has sealed off and nobody can discover? And I'm not prescribing a drug that when you take the drug, there's side effects. Our salvation is pure. The medicine we take with side effects, it's not pure salvation. It's just trying to help us somehow. You know the pain medicine you take? After how many hours then? Like your cocaine again, you have to go for it again. If not, the pain is... Do you see how powerful you are? Do you see why God will have to spend time and send his son to come and die on the cross? Because he knows that when Alberta is born again, the whole Liberia is born again. He knows that when Mary is born again, the entire family is saved. Do you see what has happened? When I am born again, my father is safe, even though he's not born again right now, but that thing is upon him. It's placing demand on him. Do you know that my children cannot go wayward? Your children cannot go wayward? Why? You are born again. You people, you've not seen something in scripture. It says the righteousness of the believing wife and the unrighteousness of the unbelieving husband. It says that the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the righteousness of the believing wife. What a powerful righteousness. I am married. I didn't see Christ before marrying. I became born again. My husband says, as for this born again, I will not be part. Whether he likes it or not, he's sanctified. It is New Testament. He will become born again. It's just a matter of time. You know the story, I'm going to end. You know the story of Smith Wigglesworth? The wife was born again. The man was a plumber. The wife would go for all nights. When the wife comes, Smith has locked the door. You went to serve that, your God. A friend of mine was having a meeting and a drunkard came around and said, he said, you people, when you get up, the next time you organize your service at the expense of my stomach, because the wife is sitting in the meeting. There's one guy who kept making fun of Christians. I see him. I used to live. Do you know where I grew up? Do you know where I grew up? It's called Tutu Lai. Is it written on me?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Tutu Lai? Go and ask your mother. Do you know Tutu Lai? Do you know Tutu Lai? Ask Charity. That's where I grew up. And there's this guy. When churches are having one night, Rabba Yabba, Nerebe, Shada Dabba, Yedebe. You see him walking out drunk. He said, Musoria, Moya, Hum Ha, Hum Ha, Hum Ha. Tisa, Apointrenia, what was you? God. Hey! He says that when people get up, you are doing Hum Ha, like a frog that has fallen into water. Insulting the believers. After some 1 year, 2 years, I saw him holding Bible and his daughters and going to church. I said, hey, that thing, you don't insult it. That thing, you don't ridicule it. That thing, you don't rough it. He became born again. So your husband says, me, I will never be born again. Oh, come on, stop fighting him. Stop fighting the man. Are you born again? It's enough. You stand in your righteousness. Smith Wigglesworth's wife will come from all night. The man has locked the door. The woman will couch in front of the door in the snow and be waiting for the husband to open. When the husband opens, she jumps. My darling, can I boil some water for you to bath? Ask the other born again woman. Look at this mad man. Look at how mad he is. I even went to church to pray for you. Look at what you have done to me. You have locked the door. God will punish you. You will not see daylight. You will not see favor. Hey! What happened to that born again? I said, then I'll even not become that born again you are in. But the woman kept treating the husband differently. And as a result of that, he became born again. A plumber, no education, began to seek God. When you go to his home and you have newspaper under your armpit, he speaks like it. What is that you have under your pimpit? What is that you have under your pimpit? Throw that away. Throw that away. I don't need that in my house. Throw it away. Throw it away. If you watch some of his video, you laugh. He went to a restaurant. You bought your own food. You are about to eat. He bought his own food. He said, shall we pray? Hey, what born again is this? You go to his house and he says, shall we pray before we start talking? And the next thing is 1 hour, 2 hours before your conversation starts. This guy never saw born again before. He has taken your own to the nth degree. God anointed the man. One day, long story, I can tell you stories about it. One day the wife died. And he prayed, said, come back alive. And the wife woke up. And I said, why are you disturbing me? I'm having pleasure with my dad. Says, then go back. Read about the fathers of faith. This you're born again is powerful. When Adam fell, what happened? My entire family fell. When I become born again, Bible says one man, sin, took over the world. And by one man, righteousness. And I've experienced that one man, and I'm living in that family. Do you know in my family, I'm the first to be born again. I am the first preacher, a small boy like this, first preacher in my family. I am the first preacher in my family. I started preaching Bible. Pastor Chris was telling you the other time, over 27 years I've been teaching Bible, and I've been like this. I've been hot like this, teaching Bible like this. Because that is what I was introduced to. But when you are introduced to the butter, my bread, Christianity, you don't understand your salvation. When the wind comes, you are shaking. But if you understand this thing, you can stand and look at it and say, devil, no. This is all your territory. Your territory ended 5 years ago when I became born again. What are you looking for now in 2023 in this territory? Then the devil says, okay, somebody gave me permission and somebody cursed you. He said, well, I am a blessed generation and therefore I cannot be cursed because Jesus have hung on the cross. And the Bible said, curse is he who hung on the cross and declare it is finished. And therefore that curse cannot work. He said, well, can I negotiate another thing? He said, well, your mother, when he was giving birth to you, said A, B, C, D. He said, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, my mother's words have passed away, and now I stand in Christ. I am the redeemed of the Lord. And he will go for the next 100 years looking for the way to get you. Then he comes back. Now I made a mistake. I've even jumped my teaching. I made a mistake and then I fell into some things. And the devil says, now I've caught you. Now I got permission over you. You handed your life over unto me. And the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of need. Father, I am in need. I need help. And now I receive grace. I am overcoming. And then I can go back and say, devil, listen to me, my father. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, it says, her righteousness, their righteousness is not of them, their righteousness is of me. When you ought to be judged, when you ought to be crucified, Then God came and he took his jacket. And Charity, come quickly. Come. Then God came, he took his jacket and then he put it on Charity all around. And you look and say, I thought I saw Charity standing here. Ah, no. The devil says, it's Charity. The other demon says, it's Charity. He said, don't attempt that because the thing that is upon him, she's smelling like God. She's looking like God. She's talking like God. There's a voice coming out of her. Yes, I know it's Charity that is there, but there is no legal grounds to touch because her righteousness is not in her power, but it's of God. What a salvation. What a salvation. Are you born again? This is your ground. So can you do self-deliverance? Yes. You can point to your kidneys and say, hey, kidneys, hear the word of God. You demon causing kidney failure, come out. You spirit of pride, out. You spirit of anger, out. You spirit of failure, out. Because in the kingdom of his dear son, I'm under new law. And the law is success. When I sleep, I hear success. The devil can say, you are a failure. You didn't pass that last exam, so you are a failure. And all I hear is success. Success. How is it going to happen? I don't know. But he's working out. Everything has become new. Success. The devil says, you will never make it. Look at your mother. Look at your father. Look at your sisters. Look at your brothers. They all fail. And Jesus says, I am your brother. Look at me. I went to the cross. I finished it all. I came. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 4, it says that worthy is he that was crucified to receive honor, glory, majesty, power, dominion, wealth. He said he became poor. And he said, devil, you know something? Right now I may be struggling. It is painful, I know. You see my tears, but my tears, the Father holds dear. And he has become a fresh smoke in his nostrils. He holds dear, my Father holds here. Devil, you know something? I am prosperous. I'm rich. And you wake up, you look into the mirror, you say it over yourself. Ah, come on, this year I'm breaking through because my heritage is in him. This year I am breaking through. Every failure is canceled in the name of Jesus. And that devil is frustrated. He brings sickness. He says, you sickness, listen, my body is a temple of the living God. Come on, there's a new change and the sickness is gone. He said, this lady is becoming too powerful. He said, this Mark is becoming too powerful. He's getting people preaching. He's getting people born again. He said, this guy, let's kill him. And an angel says, I will show the devil how it works. It will look like you are finishing him, but I'll bring him out. And so Bible says, and Daniel's friends came out of the fire and there was no smoke on them. No smell of smoke. Listen, you shall come out of the fire. Amen. And the smell of smoke shall not be upon you. Yeah. This born again touches every realm. It touches the galaxies. Yeah. It touches thrones. Something is being rearranged. The doctor says you don't have a womb. Bible says if any man be born again, if any man be in Christ, everything is in you. I have a brand new womb. I have brand new kidneys. I have brand new pancreas. The doctors have colon cancer. When babies are born, unless it's a defect. But Bible says there is no corruption in God. I am born of God. Everything is perfect. Brand new womb. Brand new kidneys. Listen, we have to take this born again serious. We can raise champions by just teaching salvation. You can raise mighty champions teaching salvation. Don't let anybody deceive you. The other day, a few days ago, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Yesterday, I saw one crazy guy in the country who says he is the prophet. He is the spiritual father of the whole Ghana. And pastors should stop fighting him. I don't know which pastors are fighting him anyway. Bazibob are fighting, and he is referring to pastors. There are pastors of light and pastors of darkness. And I went to write under the video. I said, is this one born again? If this one is born again, his language is different. When Adam fell, everything collapsed. Your skin collapsed. Skin disease. your body collapsed. Your marriage collapsed long ago. The galaxies collapse. If you don't understand, let me quote Romans chapter 8. No time. It says creation is groaning. It says creation was brought under subjection, not according to its will, but Adam did, brought him. Creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons. And the Bible says in John chapter 1, the verse 12, it says, as many as believe in him, to them he gave power to become. Believe in him is, I have given my life to him. I have a born again experience. He is my Lord. Believe in him, subjected to him. I have a brand new life. He has given me power to become the sons of God. Creation is waiting for your manifestation. Hey, creation is waiting for your manifestation. Charity, creation is waiting. Precious, creation is waiting for you. You can't walk through this life ordinary. Bernard, you can't walk through this life ordinary. That is why when the born again believer get into politics, it has to be a different story. Because he understand that when he resurrected with Christ, he resurrected with the entire political system, he can bring redemption. Let me conclude here. Please take your cry serious. I am saying you can't fail. No, you can't. How? How are you failing? BNS cannot fail. No. Let me tell you. Let me branch off 1 minute and bounce back. Listen. Church is not organization. Okay, Albert, come. Let's organize church. Christy, you to come. Let's have church. Auma, come closer. Let's have church. Let's start singing. Yeah. Then we have church. No. Church is organic life springing out of the born again experience. What is church? It is organic people and a certain life of Christ as a family springing out. Now, John chapter 3, the verse 8. Why you can't feel? Why BNS can't? The wind blows where it wants. Can we see the wind before? Okay, tomorrow, Precious, you have an assignment. Sunday, next Sunday, bring me the wind, okay? Please. No, don't laugh over this. I'm serious. Bring me the wind. If you bring me the wind, I'll sell one of my lands and buy you air tickets and put you somewhere in a different country. Uh-huh. No, if you bring me the wind, in fact, the land that I'm working on my project, I'll give it out and sell. I'll buy you air tickets, give you some pocket money, look for school for you, go outside the country. He said, the wind blows where it wants. Nobody knows where it's coming from and where it's going to. So is joy who is born of the Spirit. Can they see your footsteps? Those ones that wear Chinese camera and say they're coming today, I'm going to Alberta, so I'm going to destroy everything. Can they find you? Alberta is like the wind. The born again is like the wind. He is blowing, nobody knows, but you can feel him. I'm coming to destroy you, and it's coming. Tornado is coming. You may see, but the thing that is tornado, you don't know it. The thing is moving everything, and it's moving everything. You are like a silent tornado. You are like a silent earthquake. There's something called silent earthquake, if you don't know. You are like a silent tsunami. You are troubles for the realm of darkness. That is why he doesn't like you. That is why he doesn't like you. That is why he's frustrating you day and night. That is why he's throwing troubles and confusion. That is why he's getting your boss to fight you. You are a silent tsunami. You are disturbing his kingdom. The wind blows where he wants. Nobody knows where it's coming from and where it's going to. So is he. When you read the verse 31 thereabout of John chapter 3, it says that that which is from above is above all. That which is born from above is above all. You are above everything. Who taught us out of this thing? Who deceived us? My father's DNA. That is why when I say, come on, lift up prayer, you pray with a confidence. You say, alas, from the evil abomination of my father's house, I disconnect myself. That thing must work. Because it is illegal. There are a lot of illegalities in your life. Delays, illegalities, unless God says I'm taking to. So I told my friend, I said, listen, I'm not waiting for God to prosper me in the next 5 years. I'm talking about now. Now, if I want to talk about this born again thing, you will go gaga. Do you know any believer who has broken through? No. Do you know any believer? Let me show you how to walk in miracle. Do you know any believer who has broken through? Do you know any believer who has broken through in any way? Maybe you gave a testimony. I just bought a land. Oh, I just started school. I just bought a house. I just got married. I just got healed. Do you know any believer? Have you heard any testimony before? Remember before? Any testimony? Go back tonight and key into that thing. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26, it says, if one member suffers, all suffers. If one member breaks through, what happens? That is why all creation is chasing. It's chasing charity. Charity, come on, rise up and let me come up. Let me be my true expression. I can preach this thing for the rest of my life. Bible says it is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all mankind. Your need for salvation is that you are a spirit. Say, I am a spirit.
Spirit.
I can't feel.
I am the wind.
I am a sound of revival. The world is waiting for me to be heard. I am the Bible they read now. They will read me and they will be changed. I am revival. I am revival. I am revival. I'm like a wind. I am revival. I am revival. I am revival. Purity and balance. Wisdom and stature. Oh, Jesus. When you see born again like this, wouldn't you want to be born? You want to be born again and born again, and you are every day, you are just getting born again. Please live in that place. I am a son of revival. Ghana is waiting for me to be heard. I am the Bible, the prophecy they ought to read. You, your family, got a prophecy they ought to read. You are like the wind. When you start moving in the family, you will crash down anything that abound people. Please rise up in your spirit. Rise up to your true place. I challenge you this evening. Rise up! Creation is crying. Your family is crying. When can our better step into this reality and free us all? So you see, God has not just raised prophets. God has not just raised apostles. God has not just raised preachers. Say with me, my born again is not ordinary. Say, I am not ordinary. I can never be ordinary. You can also appear in people's dreams. Yeah, you can also appear in people's dreams. I was listening to a friend. He said he fasted 1 year, 6 months. He slept in Achimota Forest for 1 year, 6 months. Every night he had all night. Maya ba rabba, 11 hours. Rabba yaba. After 1 year, 6 months, 22 nations open. Visas, pam, 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 pam. A man called him from Buckingham Palace. He says, I have written books. I had a dream. A man gave me your number. Hey! The wind can go everywhere. The wind can go. I'm revival. I am revival. One of my children's favorite songs. I'm going to play it till I'll just put it on. I am revival. Maybe I need to do my own. I am the wind. I am the wind. So when you see people doing butter my bread, chasing after miracle, are you not feeling miserable about this reality? Look at you. Look at what you are. Look at how powerful you are. It's just the devil trying to push you down sometimes. He makes you feel like, you don't have it all together. It's a lie. Please, it's a lie. Please, he's telling you a lie. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. I will prosper this year. I'll have riches this year. No, I've said it all. I told Abed this evening, maybe if God does not speak, then we know that 2024, it is divine elevation reloaded. If God does not speak, hey, Abed, this year, Mark, it's a lie. I'll prosper. First person to be born again in my family. First person to be a preacher in my family. In my mother's children, the first and ever to go to school at the level I've gotten to. And God does not reward firstness. It says, I am number one. So every year, let all the firstborns appear before me. It says, any firstborn that will not be dedicated to me, his neck must be broken. But to redeem the firstborn, take a bull, break the neck of the bull. I have been dedicated to him. I am born again. My neck cannot be broken. If the firstborn neck is broken, means life is going nowhere. You are powerful. Hey, I am revival. Please rise up. I am revival. 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 Regina, do you recollect that teaching? My kingdom is not of this world. You remember that teaching? I have it there. I may have to share it. My kingdom is not of this world. Listen, I'm concluding on something. So you ask, so I'm born again, I am the wind. Why am I me wind? But I can touch this wind. This wind, can't I touch this wind? This is a strange aspect of this wind. This is a strange aspect of this wind. So the devil can say, okay, I saw joy. I'm going to slap joy. And suddenly he throws and it's not joy. Ah, where is she? The strange aspect of this wind. Listen, you are the wind, but you have a body. And this body allows you to interact with this realm. So you can go to Parliament House. Chrissy, you are going back to school. You are going back to school. I'm not here to do prophetic. On the 4th, we shall do prophetic. Listen. Say with me, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
I have a body.
I have a body.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I am a spirit.
And I am a spirit.
So you know what? You see that you have three main gates. Three main gates. If the enemy wants to assess you, if anything wants to assess you, there are three main gates. You have the body gates, you have the spirit gates, you have the soul gates. Your spirit gate is where you have revelation, intuition, where prayer goes on, when reverence and faith and hope and worship and the fear of the Lord manifests. Spirit. Spirit. When you became born again, the glory of the Lord filled what? Your spirit. And when that happened, the fear of the Lord begins to spring forth. I fear sin. Worship. On Thursday, we were on a Zoom call and there was a prophecy over her. She was on the road, so she couldn't hear the prophecy. So when she alighted, she started sending me a message to ask me that she heard something, but the network was bad. And I said, the one who prophesied and me also who prophesied, this is what we said. One aspect of the prophecy says that the Lord is giving you the ear to hear sounds in heaven. When somebody plays a key on the keyboard, you will know whether the person is playing the right key or the wrong key. The prophecy continues. Ask her the next day what happened to her. She kept telling, said, my ears are heavy. I'm hearing songs. and she was not conscious of the prophecy. But then I told her, I said, but it was the prophecy that was given that is happening to you. She said she is hearing song and sounds out of heaven. You are a spirit. When you became born again, the glory, in fact, not just the glory, all of who God is. Say, all of who God is. Say with me, all of who God is and will ever become is here in this house, in me. I am God's house. I am God's temple. Now, do you understand these things? So in your spirit is going out, imagination, pure mind, and all. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. I wanted to just begin to talk to the Lord as we close. I'm revival. I'm revival. Oh, I'm revival. I'm revival. Talk to the Lord. I'm revival. I'm a move of God. I'm a move of the Spirit. Talk to the Lord. You are going back to your offices with a move. You are going back into your homes with a move. As you are approaching the gate of your house, you are like a tornado happening in the home. Idols are lifting. I'm revival. Oh, I'm revival. I'm born again. Revival, oh, I'm revival. I'm revival, oh, I'm revival. Say it, declare it. Declare your new identity. The Bible says in the book of 1 John 4 that we know that he that is born of God cannot sin. Hey, I'm revival. I'm revival, oh, I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God. Something is happening to you now. Some demons that have oppressed you, they are leaving you now. The mindset of poverty is breaking out. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. You can't have children. It's happening now. I'm revival. Oh, I'm the wind. I'm like the wind. I'm like the wind. I'm the wind. Fill me now. Holy Ghost, 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 carry me now. Carry me now. Carry me now. Carry me now. My new identity, I understand, I know, I believe. This is who I am. I am not bound. He whosoever the Son has set free is free indeed. Hey! What is limiting me? I am free indeed. You can declare, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free from the thing that fought my father. I'm free. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm the wind. Hey, hey. Quickly, 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 quickly. I am revival. You will not cry again. You will never cry in your life again. After this message, you will never cry again. You will become kampe. You become strong. If the devil is fighting you, you will not give him that opportunity. I am revival. I am the wind. Pray in the spirit with me. Something is happening to men right now. Something is happening to women right now. Some change, some glory is falling. Some glory is falling. Whosoever the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm not bound. Poverty, I don't know you. Poverty, I can't relate to you. Poverty, I can't connect to you. 2,000 years ago and more, on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." You didn't hear that? Poverty, sickness, you didn't hear that? Failure, you didn't hear that? Confusion, you didn't hear that? Body, basiata. Draw closer. Bernard, come. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. Fire. 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 Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Fire. Be filled with the Holy Ghost now. Receive the Holy Ghost. 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 With manifestation of speaking in tongues. Right now it's happening. Rabadiga. Rabahada. Leave this girl. She's under a new government. Under the government of the Holy Ghost. Spirit, soul, and body. Take over, take over, take over, take over. Take over, take over, take over. Take over, take over, take over. Be filled, be filled, be filled. Rabababa, rabababa, rabababa. Barabababa, liaba, 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 hadiaba. Rebehede, ebeheke, ebehede, apa. Reba, sugi, tiki, tika, pa, kini, gita, kapa, kapa. Receive the Holy Ghost. Be filled. Be filled. Please, Alma, help me, help me. Help me, raise her for me. There is... glory falling, hold it, hold it, hold it. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray, receive from the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. I am revival. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Now receive the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly. Holy Ghost, enter now. Feel her now. Out of your belly, 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 out of your belly. Be filled. Missy Jano. Loose her. Loose over the sun. It's really. Loose her. Loose her. Now be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Oh, there is a glory falling. Everybody lift your head. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Fill me again, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fill me again. Tell him. Make me powerful. I'm revival. Ahuma, you can't fail. Charity, you can't fail. Endless, you can't fail. Samuel, you can't fail. Precious, you can't fail. Elikem, you can't fail. Gilda, you can't fail. Albert, you can't fail. Christiana, you can't fail. Because you are revival. You are a sound in the spirit. You are buzzing into your family home. Idols are falling. Tigari spirit is falling. I'm revival. Stool spirits are falling. The gift of God, everything the enemy stole is returning. I am revival. There's a language. Be filled. Breathe on me. Thank you, Father. Say, I am a move of God. Hey, do you understand these things? You are a move, huh? You are a mighty move of God in the land. I wish Endless was here. You would have written a song. You are a move. I'm a move. Hey, I'm a move. Don't take me for granted. I'm a move. My church may look small. I'm a move. I am a move. We all have the same born again experience, but I have a certain understanding. I am a move. Today you can go back to the idols of your father's house and say, I am a move. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm revival. I'm revival. Oh. Listen. You don't have any record in your father's house anymore. Whosoever the Son has set free is free indeed. You can say, I'm free indeed. Ah, you can say that over you. Yeah, I'm revival. I'm revival. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm seeing some light all over the place. And when I look at this light, I'm seeing not like lights, but people, human beings. And the entire room is full of this light all over. But the numbers that I see here cannot be equated to the number of lights. The lights look like men who are standing like lights, and they are jostling each other. They are just positioned, and the room is tight. If we can hear these things and hear them again and repeat them again, I tell you, friends, something will happen to you. Go back, listen to this teaching again. And when you listen, go back into the experience of the meeting. Don't leave the experience. Go into the experience, whether you're in the office. Hear the song. I'm revival. I'm revival. I'm revival. Even in your sleep, you hear it. You hear angels playing it. You are a revival. You are resurrection and life. God bless you. I don't have a formula to end this meeting, but I will just say, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. You can put your hands together. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Friends, the announcement is very simple. Thursday we will be on. What do you call that thing? weekly online Bible study. I want to encourage you to be part of it. We are praying 8 p.m. to 10. We are praying. And then Sunday by 9 a.m. we'll be live on Facebook, Northgate Global, Basilia News Fears, Mark Agbeko. I don't know what God is bringing us into, but come into it. Sunday, 9 a.m. Join me Facebook Live. On the 4th of March, 7 a.m., fire in this house. Pastor Chris will be with us. Pastor Chris will be with us. I want you to ready yourself. Come in this power that you have received. And lastly, I want to encourage everybody. We have our teachings and recordings. I've told people, delete certain apps from your phone. When you get a phone now, there are some things you have to consider. First of all, think about educating yourself. Some of the TikToks, we have to, I have TikTok on the phone. I'm thinking if I should delete, if I should not delete. Delete certain apps. Install Spotify. The app called Spotify. When you install Spotify, go and look for Mark Agbeko or His Breath or Man Became. You'll find you can do what they call it, all the other podcasts, Google Cast, Overcast, CastBox, Apple what. We are almost about 8 channels or 10. Listen to the word of God. This recording, I'm sure by the close of tomorrow, will be uploaded into Spotify, and once it's uploaded on Anchor, it goes across all the platforms that are connected, Apple, whatever, it goes straight. So I want to encourage you, listen to this over and over. Go to YouTube. Some of you have not subscribed to my channel. Subscribe to my channel so that I can also have 1,000 subscribers and earn money. Don't mind me. Subscribe. It's okay. Subscribe. Okay? When you subscribe, then we can do all that needs to be done. There's a lot of teachings out there. Even this teaching that has been done last week is been uploaded. It's not uploaded on YouTube yet. So I bet you may have to help me on that. God bless you all. Please take your offering. Let's offer to the Lord. Now you realize you are not a poor man. So don't confess that again. Okay? Don't confess that again. Me, I'm poor. Who your father? Is your father that was poor? By your new landlord, Jesus, Master, is not poor. You are not poor. You may be struggling. It's okay. You are not poor. Take some good offering.
I am revived.